welcome to season 6 of the Presently Engaged podcast. Here, you'll find short, friendly, Jesus-focused encouragement to live intentionally right where you are. I'm Mandy Pollack, and I'm really glad that you are here. In this episode, we will have a devotional thought sourced from life. Then we'll end the podcast with a scripture reading. I'll be reading from the English Standard Version of a passage. This will give us the opportunity to center our minds on Jesus and our hearts on His Word, because lives will change as we engage with God's Word. Would you be willing to share this podcast with someone you think might be encouraged by it? Listen in and then join me at presentlyengaged.com. I'm so grateful for your time and glad that you are here. Well, my idealistic, focused, ministry-working, 70-hour-a-week self constantly ignored the reality of the dentist. Don't tell anyone, but for over 10 years, you would have never found me inside a dentist office or sitting in a hygienist chair for that all-important bi-yearly cleaning. At first, I was just too busy serving. That's what I told myself. Then it was simply procrastination. I'll do that next month. But then it became something that I just couldn't do because I had put it off for so long. Finally, I drug myself, chagrined and chastened, to the dentist. After a thorough cleaning and, yes, an identification of the problem areas that needed addressed, the wonderful hygienist told me something rather surprising. She told me that while my overall hygiene was good, I was actually brushing my teeth too hard. Wait, is it possible to apply too much zeal to brushing your teeth? She explained that you actually only need a little bit of pressure on a toothbrush, gently and consistently applied, to get the job done. With the nagging knowledge that I should be going to the dentist, I had overcompensated with gusto on my choice of harder bristles and pressure. I was actually harming my teeth rather than helping, causing enamel wear and receding gums. Ironically, this causes bacteria and plaque to build up, the very things I was ardently seeking to avoid in the first place. I discovered something else once I started paying attention. I tend to transfer the frenetic pace of my life to the force I use while brushing my teeth. Even now, I have to stop and intentionally pause before the simple act of daily brushing because I'm prone to push too hard and too fast, even if I would never deviate from the recommended time of 2 minutes. After returning from the dentist with my diagnosis of 7 cavities, sorry, Mom and Dad, I swapped toothpaste brands, bought an electric toothbrush, and began to focus on using gentle consistency rather than driven force. As my gracious hygienist explained, an electric toothbrush does a much better job in my type of mouth. I could simply walk my toothbrush down my row of teeth, letting the electric toothbrush do the needed work. Isn't that just like life? I put so much effort into brushing, flossing, doing, all to compensate for the fact that I was intentionally overlooking the most important things. Things like spending time in the hygienist chair and gentle daily cleaning. When I applied excessive pressure through a toothbrush, nothing got cleaner. Things just got worn and etched and cavity filled. But an electric toothbrush with its internal motor and soft bristles applies just the right amount of pressure for just the right amount of time. Am I trying to do things right now in my own strength? Am I pressing and pressuring through things that are actually the Holy Spirit's responsibility and realm? Historically, I have viewed the fruit of the Spirit found in Galatians 5, 22-25 as a task list. Here it is, all laid out as a to-do list for the beginning of the day. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. It is a rare day when we get to the end of it all with all those things checked off, isn't it? But here is the life-changing truth. Ready for it? The fruit of the Spirit is not a to-do list. Go ahead, listen to it again. This one is worth hearing twice. The fruit of the Spirit is not a to-do list. It's not something I must do, not something I must check off, not something that I can even achieve by myself. The fruit of the Spirit is just that, fruit. It is the result of being indwelt by the very Spirit of God, the effect of Christ in me, the hope of glory. And that is the secret. Once I realize that the fruit of the Spirit is something to be, not something to do, then I can focus on the one command that actually is in Galatians 5. Love your neighbor as yourself. Isn't this such a better list at the beginning of a day? Serve one another humbly in love. Galatians 5:13. Never forget that we have to pick up the toothbrush. Never forget that it is the toothbrush that does the work. And yes, that interaction between picking up the toothbrush and the toothbrush doing all the work, between faith and works, it's something that we work at understanding our whole lives. May this simple act of brushing our teeth remind us of this beautiful truth. It is for freedom that Christ has set us free. Since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit, with love. P.S. Go to the dentist. The hygienist is on your team. Join me as we read Psalm chapter 102 together. A prayer of one afflicted when he is faint and pours out his complaint before the Lord. Hear my prayer, O Lord. Let my cry come to you. Do not hide your face from me in the day of my distress. Incline your ear to me. Answer me speedily in the day when I call. For my days pass away like smoke, and my bones burn like a furnace. My heart is struck down like grass and has withered. I forget to eat my bread. Because of my loud groaning, my bones cling to my flesh. I am like a desert owl of the wilderness, like an owl of the waste places. I lie awake. I am like a lonely sparrow on the housetop. All the day my enemies taunt me. Those who deride me use my name for a curse. For I eat ashes like bread and mingle tears with my drink. Because of your indignation and anger, for you have taken me up and thrown me down. My days are like an evening shadow. I wither away like grass. But you, O Lord, are enthroned forever. You are remembered throughout all generations. You will arise and have pity on Zion. It is the time to favor her. The appointed time has come. For your servants hold her stones dear and have pity on her dust. Nations will fear the name of the Lord, and all the kings of the earth will fear your glory. For the Lord builds up Zion. He appears in his glory. He regards the prayer of the destitute and does not despise their prayer. Let this be recorded for a generation to come, so that a people yet to be created may praise the Lord. That he looked down from his holy height, from heaven the Lord looked at the earth, to hear the groans of the prisoners, to set free those who were doomed to die, that they may declare in Zion the name of the Lord. And in Jerusalem his praise, when peoples gather together and kingdoms to worship the Lord. He has broken my strength in mid-course. He has shortened my days. O my God, I say, take me not away in the midst of my days. You whose years endure throughout all generations. Of old you laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the work of your hands. They will perish, but you will remain. They will all wear out like a garment. You will change them like a robe, and they will pass away. But you are the same, and your years have no end. The children of your servants shall dwell secure. Their offspring shall be established before you. You may feel like your future holds far more question marks than exclamation points. Life Purpose Planning is a 10-lesson course that helps young people define and fulfill their individual, God-given purpose and calling as they engage in life-changing service and prepare for world-changing impact. It's a tool for young world changers wondering, why am I here and what should I do about it? And it's a tool for parents and mentors who are looking for a way to intentionally pursue understand, and support their high schooler or college students' dreams. Find out more at lifepurposeplanning.org and go change the world.